Music, fog, sound effects, chains, moving skeletons, and a floating ghost. Greg Shoup has it all in his sandy front yard.
So I built Jack. He was my first prop I built. And then I built Sally.
And then he just kept adding stuff, like a large three-headed dog that spits smoke. I'm like, oh my goodness.
I mean, everybody has to have a Kubler-Ross.
That's kind of really scary.
The whole display, he says, took about 2 weekends to put up.
I'm going to quit building things because I've run out of yacht lawn.
He's been a part of Rocky Mountain Haunters for about 9 years, a growing group of Halloween enthusiasts who get together often to build new props. This year, they built a moving skeleton in a box.
These all use windshield wiper motors out of cars because they're high torque and they just run forever.
Under a gigantic spider lies what looks like a man.
The kicking legs were built 2 years ago at the gathering.
In Kearns, Jim Reed's decor, or haunt, took him maybe 45 hours to put all together. He's been with Rocky Mountain Haunters for a year after wanting to join for a long time.
And my wife and I found an animatronic bride holding her own severed head. I wanted to start building a backdrop for her. My wife was a little less enthusiastic, but she put up with it, and now she loves it too.
Their 15-month-old daughter is catching on too.
She does love skeletons. She uses them as dolls.
The Reed's front lawn is a whole graveyard marked with real criminals' names from history. He calls it the Cemetery of the Forgotten.
We now do Nightmare Before Christmas for our Christmas decorations.
Rocky Mountain Haunters has doubled in the last year. They have hundreds of members now.
Everybody does their own kind of take on what they build.
Each haunt in the group is placed on an online map, and people drive around the state to go see them.
I had a couple, an older couple, on a Sunday night stopped and knocked on my door and thank me for doing it because this is something they look forward to, So that makes it all worthwhile.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.